Thousands flee swamped homes to live on roadside. Forced to leave their riverside homes more than 10 days ago, residents from Warin Chamrap district are now learning how to survive on the side of the road. Their new homes are little more than shacks built along a section of the Warin Chamrap Ubon Ratchathani road. With up to 2,500 villagers crammed into the space, many families are living in cramped makeshift houses provided by the municipality. When they want to go to the toilet, they have to queue up at a nearby petrol station. "We try to help them as much as we can," station owner Suri Promdam said, though the increased usage of her facilities has led to higher expenses for her. The fact that the road is dry seems to be the only good thing about their temporary lifestyle change. Asked about the other aspects of their experience since the nearby Moon River overflowed, the victims complain about disappearing incomes and a dim future marked by more flooding. "It's not easy to relocate communities elsewhere," said Bachop Kanasi, 46, a community leader. "They've lived there for a long time and have become connected to the place." Some elderly residents have even refused to accompany their children to the roadside shelters, as they do not want to abandon their homes. As a result, their children or grandchildren have to travel regularly by boat back to their flooded houses to deliver food and take care of their elders, who are now confined to the second floor of their homes. Younger men and women are also finding their lives to be more restricted. They cannot earn money as usual. Many lost their working tools when the flood hit their homes, while those who are still managing to work say they're making less money. Orawan Buntazen, 54, continues to sell fried chicken to the people of the community, but her income has dropped sharply by 80%. Her fellow community member, Yutapon Mangluang, a 25-year-old fisherman, has been trying to fish in the river in the expectation that there would be more fish during the floods, but the current is too strong for him to catch much. Instead, victims are forced to rely on food and drink supplied by the government and private donations. They can see no signs of when the flooding will subside and things will return to normal. Frequent flooding in Warin Chamrap has led many residents to almost give up hope of a dry future. Recently, Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat visited inundated areas in the province and promised to build a gambling water retention area, but her words have not eased the locals' concerns. "I don't see how building a gambling would help. Everywhere you look, there are low-lying areas. The entire area is basically a gambling," Ms. Orawan said, adding that community flood walls have actually obstructed water from flowing out.